How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details. How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show. Streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Good morning. Welcome into the program. Welcome into a new day here on WBSM. A day that's going to have some rain, but that's okay. Because you're getting a pretty good summer so far. I guess if you don't like heat and humidity like me, you're like, oh, it's like the worst summer. But it's not like we've had a ton of rain, but we've had just enough. We're going to get some more, though, today and tomorrow. Those of you who won tickets to see Third Eye Blind and Yellow Card tomorrow at Xfinity Center, when we gave those away a few weeks ago, I have been watching the weather, and it's expected that if there is any rain tomorrow, it'll clear out by about 6 p.m., so it won't be raining during the show, and it's actually supposed to taper off in the hours leading up to the show. So by the time you get to the parking lot to start your tailgating, it could be over. So that's good news. Not so good news, though, if you are a fan of the Big Lots chain, because you're probably wondering today, is my favorite Big Lots going to be on the chopping block? The company recently announced in a Securities and Exchange Commission filing that it plans to close 35 to 40 stores in 2024. This is after closing 50 stores in 2023. But the chain has almost 1,400 stores. It's like 1,396 stores in 48 U.S. states. And they're going to open 3 new stores this year. So it's not like, you know, the chain is about to shutter, but it's concerning when stores close. And Big Lots has struggled the last couple of years. I had never shopped in a Big Lots. I don't think I ever went into a Big Lots until the one in Fairhaven opened. And actually, I shouldn't say when it opened, because I didn't go to it for a number of years after it had opened. Honestly, my first visit to the store was probably 2021, maybe. And I go in there from time to time. It's, you know, not a place I shop at regularly. But it's an easy walk from the station. If I'm looking to, you know, just get out and take a walk, I can walk down there, walk around inside the air conditioning for a little while, turn around, come back out. Maybe I see something that grabs my fancy, but it's not a place that I go to regularly. But there are a lot of people who do. And so when this news was announced that 35 to 40 stores were going to close, the news reports didn't list the stores because the company didn't announce what stores were going to close. And so I was going to write up a little something about, you know, the stores are closing. Here's where they are on the South Coast. We don't know if these ones are going to close or not. And so then I walked over. Actually, I drove over because it was raining. I drove over to the Big Lots here yesterday to take a photo of the outside and to go inside and see if anybody knew anything. And whenever you are dealing with a corporate chain, you get the same answer. I'm sorry, you know, we don't know anything. Everything has to come through corporate. That's, you know, if they're trained to say that and if they're savvy enough to say that, they'll say that. You take the chance in going in and asking because every once in a while you get somebody who's going to tell, well, let me tell you. So I went over there and talked to somebody over at the store. And the gentleman, you know, gave me the, we don't know anything, corporate will make an announcement, you know, the standard line he's supposed to say. But then he said, you know, but I will tell you one thing. People have been calling us and coming in thinking that we're closed or that we are closing because another news outlet wrote about the chain closing 35 to 40 stores and then listed all the stores in Massachusetts, which led to people who weren't reading the article fully to think that that was a list of stores that were closing. And he was specifically citing a Boston 25 article. I was hesitant to name the news outlet in the story because I didn't want to seem like I was like picking on another entity, another news outlet. But I named them because, you know what? It's not their fault that people didn't understand what they were reading. It clearly states in the article that there are 23 Massachusetts Big Lots stores. Here's where they are. And there's a reason for that. A couple of reasons. You want the behind the scenes reasons? It's a list of 23 names. It keeps people scrolling on the page, loading more ads, making them more money. It has 23 Massachusetts community names in it, which helps for SEO value, search engine optimization. When people are searching Seekonk Big Lots closing, that story is going to come up. Fairhaven Big Lots closing, that story is going to come up. So it's a smart strategy on their part in terms of writing the article. Plus, people are probably wondering, wait, 23 Big Lots in Massachusetts, where are they all? I've only seen one or two. It's like when the article ran last week, and somebody brought this up in one of the Facebook comments. I was thinking the same thing. It's like last week when they announced that they were closing the remaining Bob's stores. And everybody was freaking out thinking that it was Bob's furniture, Bob's discount furniture that was closing. No, it's Bob's stores. It's a different thing entirely. It's not the news reporter's fault that people aren't comprehending it. They wrote a clear, concise article, Bob's stores. Here's where they are. Here's what they sell. But people were just seeing the headline and making assumptions from there. Now, the issue with people thinking the Fairhaven Big Lots was closing, that goes beyond just reading a headline. They were obviously reading the story to see Fairhaven was on that list, but they weren't reading it close enough to realize what it was saying. So the Fairhaven Big Lots has not been told that they are closing. They haven't been told that they're not closing, but they haven't been told that they're closing because corporate hasn't told anybody anything. It's business as usual over there, if that is a place that you like to go to shop. If you've never been, I don't know. I mean, I guess I would describe it as similar to Ocean State Job Lot. So it's another discount retailer. I know one of the things that I look at when I go in there is coffee. You know, just like Job Lot has a bunch of different types of K-Cups and brands you've never heard of and flavors you've never seen on the shelf before, Big Lots has a lot of that. You know what I've purchased in there is a lot of storage bins, plastic buckets, those kind of things. I don't have a dresser because when I got rid of my furniture, I said, I'm not buying more expensive furniture that I don't care about. Nobody comes into my room. Nobody sees it but me. I don't need anything fancy. So I went and bought some of those plastic stacking drawers. And I just stacked those all up in my room. It turned out not to be a great idea because you can't put anything on top of them because then they bend and the drawers don't close. But and by the time I bought four of them and stacked them up, I'm like, I just spent $100. I could have bought a dresser. But that's the kind of thing that I've purchased in Big Lots in the past. Also, Halloween decorations. They've had some really good Halloween decorations. Last year, I went there and got a Ouija welcome mat for outside my front door. Then I went back after Halloween and bought a couple more on discount and stored them away so that when this one gets gross, I can swap it out and have a brand new one. But if you've never been, check it out. You know, it could be that the store near you ends up being on the chopping block here. But with 35 to 40 closing nationwide out of almost 1,400 stores, there's probably a good chance there'll still be a Big Lots around you. I mean, around here we have Seekonk, I think Swansea, Fairhaven, Raynham, Plymouth, North Attleboro. So there's plenty around. I mean, we also have Ollie's opening in New Bedford at the end of the month. Of course, we have multiple Job Lot locations. I mean, there's discount chains to be found. And I keep seeing all these people who complain about, oh, great, another discount store. Or why do we care if a discount store is closing? Discount stores make us look bad. But like we need another Family Dollar. Like we need another Dollar Tree. Obviously, we do. They wouldn't be opening here if they didn't think people need to shop there. And I shouldn't say they all do okay, but it seems like they all do okay. I mean, I don't know that. I don't have financial data to back that up. And that's the type of store that will work here because it is an area that has a very middle class and lower average household salary. So, yeah, we like to shop at discount stores. Now, we can also shop at places that aren't discount stores, but we like to save a little money here and there. I mean, you ask the average person who lives in this area how they shop, where they buy things. Yeah, they go to the mall and buy some clothes, but they also go to Target and buy some clothes and Kohl's. And maybe Walmart. And maybe they do their grocery shopping at Market Basket or Walmart to save a little money. But then they can still go out to eat a couple times a month. And maybe when they need a garden hose or some lawn chairs, or they're looking to get a gazebo for the backyard, maybe they go to Ocean State Job Lot. I don't see anything wrong with having discount stores. And in In fact, if a new discount store is willing to come here, that's a good sign because you've got more than one coming here because they're all competing for that dollar, which is more jobs, more tax revenue. So I don't see it as the negative that other people see it as. And the kind of person that is driving through Fairhaven and says,
"Oh my God, Lovey, look, they have a Dollar Tree and a Family Dollar and a Big Lots and an Ocean State Job Lot. Oh. What a bunch of poor people. Let's just keep driving."
Good, let them. Those are the kind of people that you don't want coming here, right? People complain about gentrification. You don't want those people here. Keep driving. And the other part of it, too, is the same folks who go online and complain, "I can't believe there's another discount store coming," are the same people that will comment on our articles when we write something like, "Remember Cove Discount Store? Remember Building 19? And they'll comment underneath it, "I love that store. I wish there was something like that again." But then when you get something that's like that again, oh. One thing I have learned in writing stories about things opening and closing and remember that and should we get to this, the masses are just never satisfied. 508-996-0500. We can talk about a lot of different things this morning. We have the press conference last night following Joe Biden's comments about the NATO summit, but then he had his press conference where he took questions from the audience. We can talk about that from the reporters. We can talk about that. It was okay. I don't think it changed anybody's mind if they already had their mindset one way or the other. There were some, well, I mean, I guess a lot of people are pointing to the fact that he flubbed the names of President Zelensky and Vladimir Putin. And then he flubbed the names of Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, referring to Vice President Trump. And everybody's like, "Oh, see, he doesn't even know his own vice president." No, and I forget who it was, but someone on CNN afterwards said, there's a big difference between saying that Trump is the vice president because you misspoke and actually thinking that Trump is the vice president. If he was thinking that Trump was the vice president, then it would be concerning. But, I go back to my grandmother who would look at me sometimes in her 80s and say, "Tommy." And I'd be like, "No, that's my cousin." Like, she knew I wasn't Tommy, but just said it. And I wasn't like, "Oh, grandma has dementia." She didn't. "Grandma has Alzheimer's." She didn't. The synapses are just a little slower when you get older, but it doesn't mean they don't fire correctly. But we can talk about that. We'll talk about this animal cruelty case in New Bedford. 21 dogs rescued from an apartment on Myrtle Street. How does someone not get to the situation before these dogs are living in unsanitary conditions with ingrown nails and 100-degree temperatures? How does it get to the point where 21 dogs in a couple of apartments is not something that should be happening anyway, even if they were all happy and healthy? So we can talk about that too. But right now, I'm going to take my first break of the morning. We'll be back in just a few moments. And of course, you listen to us as your day unfolds. And part of our job here is to not only give you a place to talk about what's going on in the world, but it's also to inform you about what's going on in the world. And right now, Phil Devitt is ready to do that in the WBSM newsroom. As long as I don't surprise him with it.
Obama's and Pelosi's private meetings about Joe Biden's future, remembering actress Shelley Duvall, who died Thursday, and the end of an era for Redbox.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Former President Obama and Nancy Pelosi have held private meetings about the future of President Biden's 2024 campaign. Mark Mayfield with the story.
CNN reports both Obama and the ex-House Speaker have expressed worries about Biden's mental fitness and how difficult it will be for him to beat Donald Trump. The meetings come as 16 congressional Democrats have called on Biden to exit the race. CNN reporters spoke with over a dozen members of Congress and people in touch with Obama and Pelosi, and many have allegedly said the end of Biden's candidacy feels clear. The news comes the same day that Biden spoke at an hour-long press conference. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Yes, President Biden defending himself at that press conference last night.
The consideration is that I think I'm the most qualified person to run for president. I beat him once, and I will beat him again.
That press event lasted nearly an hour. Biden said he had no plans on dropping out of the race unless his team came back with figures showing there was no way he could win. While the president stumbled over his words at times and notably referred to Vice President Harris as Vice President Trump, he gave detailed answers on foreign policy. Biden said he'd undergo a cognitive exam if his doctors advised it. He added, however, his doctors have not suggested he do so. The highly anticipated press conference comes as more than a dozen congressional Democrats say Biden should exit the election due to his mental fitness. Fulton County, Georgia's Elections Board is bringing in independent monitors to observe voting operations in the general election. Tammy Trujillo with more.
Members narrowly approved the measure on Thursday. It now goes to the State Election Board for a green light. Fulton County has been scrutinized for the way it handled the 2020 election, becoming a focus for former President Trump's efforts to change the outcome of the vote. Two machine ballot recounts and one hand recount resulted in the same conclusion, leading to a narrow victory for Joe Biden in the state. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
The Federal Trade Commission is planning to sue three large health companies, arguing they inflate costs for patients by acting as middlemen who negotiate the costs of medications. A source with knowledge of the matter identified the three companies as United Health, CVS Health, and Cigna. Actress Shelley Duvall is dead at the age of 75. She starred in several beloved movies after being discovered by director Robert Altman's crew in the 1970s.
You just have to find something that you love doing and make a living at it.
According to multiple reports, Duvall died in her sleep due to complications from diabetes at her home in Blanco, Texas. She's best known for her role in horror classic The Shining and also known for appearing in McCabe and Mrs. Miller, Nashville, Thieves Like Us, and Popeye. She died just 4 days after her 75th birthday. An astronaut who worked in the Apollo program and was one of the first space shuttle commanders is dead. Joe Engel, a retired Air Force Major General, died at home in Houston on Wednesday. He was 91. Half of cancer deaths among American adults 30 and over are linked to bad behavior. A new study from the American Cancer Society says these modifiable risk factors include smoking, drinking, diet, and not being vaccinated. Smoking was the most common, causing 30% of all cancer deaths. Excess body weight came in second. And in what could be called the end of an era, Redbox is going out of business. For more than two decades, the company has rented out DVDs at thousands of kiosks across the country. That's all going away after its parent company, Chicken Soup for the Soul Entertainment, converted its Chapter 11 bankruptcy case to a Chapter 7 liquidation proceeding this week.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox beat the Athletics 7-0 at Fenway Park last night. The Sox next host the Kansas City Royals for a three-game series that starts tonight in Boston with the first pitch set for 7:10.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
This morning, look for a blend of sun and clouds. We are going to be bringing in showers and the chance of thunderstorms by mid-morning. Look for a high today near 85. Overnight tonight, mostly cloudy. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Your overnight low near 73. And for Saturday, cloudy with patchy fog. Chance of showers, chance of thunderstorms, and we could even see areas of locally heavy rain. Your Saturday high near 81. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Kelly Bates on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Suede shoes and I boarded the plane. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain. WC Handy, won't you look down over me? Yeah, I got a first class ticket, but I'm as blue as a boy can be.
Welcome back in, 508-996-0500. And if you're just waking up and thinking to yourself, man, I'm hungry, I'd like to go out for breakfast today, especially get out there before all the rain starts, well, head on over to Just Another Phoenix Restaurant. They're going to open up in about 25 minutes, and it's a place where you can get not only all of your breakfast favorites, everything that you like, bacon and eggs, sausage and eggs, omelets, pancakes, French toast, the usual breakfast fare. But they also have creative specials, things that you either never thought of putting together or didn't realize could go together. And you'll try things like Boston cream, stuffed French toast, tuxedo pancakes, meatloaf omelets. They have all kinds of creative ideas at Just Another Phoenix Restaurant. But also, they have some of the best home fries on the South Coast. Some of the biggest cheese rolls on the South Coast. And everything is available through their drive-thru window. So even if you can't go in and spend time sitting down, having a full breakfast, you can get that full breakfast through the drive-thru window. So you don't just have to settle for a donut or a bagel or an egg sandwich. You can have whatever you want for breakfast, even if you can't get out of the car to get it. So stop by Just Another Phoenix today or sometime this weekend. They are located on Fawns Corner Road in North Dartmouth. And you are sure to find something delicious. So a couple of things there from Phil's news. And feel free to join in the conversation at 508-996-0500. First of all, the Redbox situation is not surprising because I've been driving by Redbox kiosks and wondering to myself, who still uses those? The last time I went to a Redbox kiosk was maybe 2 years ago when I bought my 4K Blu-ray player and I bought one 4K DVD, my favorite movie, Poltergeist. And I was like, I'm not going to start getting into collecting DVDs again. Let me go see if they have any 4K DVDs at Redbox. Whatever they have, I'll get because I want to see, you know, how good the picture is. And when I went there, they didn't have any. They just had regular Blu-rays and regular DVDs. They never bothered to upgrade to 4K DVDs. Now, maybe some of them did, but this one certainly did not. And I was like, why am I going to come to this machine for something I can just get at home? How much is it to get a Redbox rental? $2.99, $1.99, $2.99, something like that? I would rather stay home and pay $5.99 to get it on demand. And not to mention, on demand, I can get movies that are more recent than what's in Redbox. You know, Redbox is showing you these DVDs of movies that you can go home and watch on FX. Look, we have Marvel's Avengers Infinity War. Oh, great. You know who else has that? Every yard sale table. That's been around for like 10 years at this point. Not quite, but still. Like, who was deciding what to put in there? And I wondered about the business model for Redbox for quite a while. Now that we see these stories online and you hear Phil giving you the news, it starts to make sense. It's owned by Chicken Soup for the Soul Entertainment. Like, literally the blandest media company in the world has the blandest media delivery system. So not really a big surprise there. And I'm sure some of you like the Chicken Soup for the Soul book, and I'm not trying to insult anybody that does. But it's kind of lame. Like it's been around at this point for like 30 years. And it really hasn't changed much. It's like Chicken Soup for the Soul. It's just comfort food. And I guess that's what a red box was. It wasn't comfort in the way of, oh, let's go get a movie and have family time and sit together and watch a movie. That's comforting. No, it was comforting of, at least there's still one place I can get a DVD. But nobody else ever actually went there. It was us trying to hang on to that physical media. But I never saw anybody go to one of those machines. The fact that they had to install sunshades on those things to keep the screens from burning out in the sun. Do you know why they have to do that? Because nobody was going there and using them. The screens never changed. So the bright light would burn the image into the screen. So I'm surprised they lasted as long as they did. And at one point, you know, Blockbuster tried to launch their kiosk service to try to stay alive. And Redbox beat out Blockbuster. They were bigger than Blockbuster. But I just don't get what the idea was. I mean, certainly not everybody has access to streaming. Not everybody even has cable to have the option for on-demand. But I just don't know why it hung on as long as it did. When it first started, when DVDs were still a thing, I mean, I get that they're trying to make a comeback now, but when they first came out, people were in front of those machines all the time. And I used them. I used to leave here on a Saturday morning after I finished my Saturday morning show, and I'd go over to the red box that was outside Stop and Shop and get a couple of movies and then go home and watch them. And I knew I could drop them off at the red box that was at the CVS down the street from my house. I didn't have to come back here and drop them off like, you know, a video rental store. And it reminded me of the old days when they used to have the VHS rental inside the supermarket because it was convenient. It's where you already were. While we're out getting all the groceries, let's also grab a couple of movies. And the video rental market survived because it was where people were going. I mean, eventually, you know, it faded out with Blockbuster and Hollywood Video and all those places. I mean, faded out of being in those stores. Supermarkets didn't spend shelf space on it anymore when people were just going to the Blockbuster that was at the end of the plaza. But for a while, going into the supermarket and grabbing a couple of 99-cent rentals was the greatest. And you'd be walking in the store thinking, I hope this is in. I hope this is in. I hope that's in. And if you became friendly enough with the store people, they might hold on to it for you because there were no reserves at the supermarket, no holds. But Redbox faded pretty quickly once Netflix, Hulu, all of those services started offering these movies. So RIP Redbox. You were kind of useless anyway. And I know some of you out there are saying, I used Redbox. I'm going to be sad to see it go. And I get that. And I'm sorry. But you weren't enough to sustain the business model of having to stock every one of those things with DVD copies of movies that nobody was renting. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hi, Mr. Weisberg. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, but I'm so sad about Shelley Duvall.
Very sad.
Oh, I loved her so much. I mean, I really got into her way back in, I think it was the 80s when she did the Fairy Tale Theater. She was the host.
I was just gonna bring that up.
Yeah. I knew you probably would have, but I said it. And I watched practically, she was in a lot of those episodes, a lot of them. And my favorite one was the one she made, Rumpelstiltskin.
My favorite too, yep.
Oh my goodness, her Villa Chase was in it, that little guy from the Fantasy Island.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was so good. She battled diabetes. I can relate to that. She suffered with that sort of thing. I follow this guy, he's a YouTuber. And he goes around in different places, and he sometimes does celebrity homes and stuff. He goes up and down the different streets. And one day he was roaming around, and he recognized Shelly sitting in her car on a street. And she looked up at him, and she realized that he must recognize her. And she called him over, and he went over there. She said, would you like to do an interview with me? And that was only a year ago. I still have the video in one of my favorites. And she gave him a good interview. She spent part of the day with him. And she talked a lot about her life and everything. And I can't believe it. I watched that video a second time, like a week ago. And now I saw that she passed. It was like a knife in my heart. Olive oil, that was great, too.
And I was going to say, one of the great things about Fairy Tale Theater too was kind of the story of how it came about. Like, she was just like spitballing the idea with Robin Williams while they were filming Popeye. And for the way that I heard it, he was like, that's a great idea. You should do it. They were talking about the story of the Frog Prince. And he said, you know what? I'll help you out. And went and made the pilot with her to help sell the show. And him being in the pilot obviously got people to watch it because he was one of the hottest stars in the world at the time. And that's how they got the show made, just because, two friends having a conversation and said, I love your idea. Let me help you make it work.
It was wonderful. I couldn't get away from it. So it's not just for kids, because it wasn't a cartoon. These were real actors.
Mm-hmm.
Ned Beatty was the king. Remember Ned Beatty?
Yeah, and these episodes were directed by like Francis Ford Coppola, Tim Burton.
Yeah.
Like these were well made. They had Norman Rockwell paintings as the backdrop.
Yeah. And up and coming movie stars that started younger, and you know them today, they made it big. And some in there were already big. It was very enjoyable, and I still watch it.
And
I go in it all the time, and I choose an episode, and I watch it.
Where do you watch it from? Because I know people are going to ask.
Right on my laptop. I go right into the Fairy Tale Theater. I can put a link if you want it.
It's a website for it.
Google and you Google it, and the whole site. You can get the whole site, and you just click into it, and then you can just subscribe to it. And then you put it in your favorites, and you can go into it anytime you want.
So now that she
passed away, I wonder if they're going to do something different. You think so? Like, now she died, maybe they're going to want to make a little money or something?
Well, I'm surprised. I'll have to check, because it was originally on Showtime here in the U.S., and I don't really go deep into the Showtime on demand, but I'll have to check and see if it's on, like, Paramount Plus. It might be. It might be on there streaming on that already.
Well, I'm not paying to see it now. I'm not paying at all. I just click on whatever episode I want. I mean, maybe it's on Tubi, maybe it's on Netflix. I don't even know. I didn't go there to look for it, because I already have it.
Yeah, I'll see what I can find where they're marketing it.
Yeah, she's only 3 years older than I am.
Well,
it's too bad that, go ahead.
I was going to say, she is responsible for the success of original cable television series. Like, that was one of the first original cable shows that really made a mark. That and Fraggle Rock. These are some of the early shows for these pay networks that ended up, turning into what they are today. People think it might be crazy to say there'd be no Sopranos if it wasn't for shows like Fairy Tale Theater.
Yeah. Yeah. What a sweet person she was. You could tell just by looking at her. And so, you see, anybody can get diabetes. It's the food. I'm not going to get into all that right now because it's about Shelley. But she suffered with it. And this guy came across her, and today when I go into Facebook, I'm going to put a link of it, and he has his own channel, and he goes all over, and he's weird. He goes to cemeteries, too, and stuff like that. But I hooked onto him a long time ago, and I go into a lot of explorers where they go to celebrities' homes and stuff like that. I'm into that big time, so. But thank you for the call. I'm getting ready from my walk. I know it's going to rain. What time do you think it's going to start raining?
I think it said, like, around 8 o'clock or so. So you might have some time.
Oh,
because I mean, I'm usually out there at 5 or 6, but I had a lot to do this morning. The cat had me busy too with the litter box.
Well, sky's getting dark, so
very early.
I wouldn't walk too far. Make sure you have enough time to turn around and come back.
Well, I have an umbrella. I'm not afraid, Mr. Weisberg. I'm not afraid of the rain.
All right, we'll try to stay dry.
No. I might stop and talk to a couple of frogs or something, you know?
Maybe one of them is the Frog Prince. If it looks like Robin Williams.
Have a good day, Dan.
You as well. Take care.
Yeah, bye-bye.
And we got to take a break here. We'll be right back. That is Chicago, and they'll be performing along with Earth, Wind, and Fire at the Xfinity Center coming up on Friday, July 27th, and today is your last day to try to enter to win tickets at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, because we will be giving away our last pair a little bit later on this morning, so you have until the end of this program to get your name in. And then next week, we're giving away tickets to see Green Day, Smashing Pumpkins, and Rancid at Fenway Park in August. So one of the hottest shows of the summer, and you could be there. All of our great ticket giveaways this summer are brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits, located on Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven, the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy. Also the home of the Rack House Club. If you are a whiskey fan, you should join the Rack House Club and get exclusive offers, exclusive tastings, and other great perks. All right, I got to take one final break here. We'll be right back. That's for anybody that was saying, hey, how come you didn't use any of the Chicago ballads? I don't know. I listen, 25 or 64 is probably my favorite Chicago song, but then You Are the Inspiration is probably the next best one. I like Peter Cetera.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.